This is a recording of Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth for Sunday, March 20th, 2016. Retirement Protection Radio can be heard every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL News at 10. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Tonight, President Obama arrives in Havana.
The president arrives here tonight to start a major new chapter in U.S.-Cuban relations. The last time a sitting president came here, Calvin Coolidge in 1928, via battleship. Mr. Obama will meet with Cuba's current president, Raul Castro, cementing the end of 54 years of no diplomatic relations, begun because of the communist revolution led by Fidel Castro. He'll speak to an entrepreneurs' meeting in Havana, deliver an address to the Cuban people, and even take in some of the Tampa Rays exhibition game against the Cuban national team. Bob Costantini, Havana.
It's the beginning of Holy Week, and in Vatican City, Pope Francis is blessing palm fronds and olive branches to mark Palm Sunday, followed by some harsh words for his European neighbors. Going off script a bit, he says they're washing their hands of the fate of millions of desperate refugees. Presidential candidates are swinging through Arizona this weekend. They vote on Tuesday in a winner-take-all contest. Immigration issues again taking center stage. Donald Trump was met with more disruptions, both from protesters blocking a main road into his rally and from a Black Lives Matter group during his rally.
There was a bit of a standoff between security and those protesters as Trump was speaking. He kept getting louder and louder, seemingly unfazed by the chants, but eventually most of those people were deterred and they left.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez, Trump was able to get back on his central message.
We're going to have, by the way, a big, beautiful door, and people are going to come into our country, but they're going to come into our country legally, legally, legally.
Trump's campaign manager looked to be grabbing a protester by the collar and pulling him backwards at the rally, but the Trump campaign says it was someone standing next to Corey Lewandowski. Bernie Sanders was nearby in Nogales, where he says he wants to paraphrase what the Pope said when he was at the border.
Ultimately, the solution is going to be compassion, not hatred. It is going to be good public policy, not bigotry.
The day-long shutdown of Metro for safety inspections is costing some local transit agencies that provided commuters with other options. The Fairfax Connector spent $10,000 running emergency shuttle routes between the yellow, orange, and silver lines. Fairfax Connector is run by the Fairfax County DOT. They say they will cover the cost. The D.C. Department of Transportation says they'll also cover the cost for the free D.C. circulator rides that were provided on Wednesday. They say it had between 15 and 20% more riders than normal. Metro's GM says the inspection revealed three areas where power cables were so badly damaged that it was not safe to run trains. More than a million Marylanders are filing tax returns so far this year, but of those, tens of thousands have been fraudulent.
It totals tens of millions of dollars of fraudulent refund requests.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot says anyone can be a victim.
The Attorney General of the state of Maryland, Brian Frosch, he and his wife are victims of tax fraud.
He says there are more and more fraudulent returns every year.
It's the greater technological sophistication of the bad guys that has caused all of this havoc.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And this morning, the second eaglet has landed. DC-3 emerged fully from its cracked egg at around 8:20 this morning, after first starting to peek out around 3 in the morning. DC-3 is the third eagle born to Mr. President and the First Lady, nesting in a tulip poplar tree in the National Arboretum. And these bald eagles' lives have now become a reality show thanks to their eagle cams. WMAL traffic and weather's next.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays that will get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
Leaving Bethesda to Northwest, Massachusetts Avenue near Little Falls Parkway.
Not just trouble spots and delays.
Route 7 this morning jammed out of Sterling.
But how to get around them.
Good alternate and wide open is the Dulles Toll Road.
Depend on Jamie Whitten traffic.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
10:05 on an overcast Sunday morning here in D.C. Heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Here's Sarah Chase.
In Haymarket, drivers on 66 westbound can expect a delay at Route 15. An accident has moved to the shoulder there, should be cleared shortly. And the Scope It Out 5K is underway, and there are road closures around the Triangle, including 3rd Street through D Street Southwest, 6th Street through 13th Street Northwest, Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Constitution Avenue Northwest, and Independence Avenue Southeast. Those road closures will be in effect until about noon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could see an afternoon shower up into the mid-40s today, down to the 30s. Tonight could be some overnight snow showers, partly cloudy, windy tomorrow up to around 50. Right now, 36 in Centerville, 41 in Beltsville, 38 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Larry Spoth is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Protection Solutions, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and WMAL are not affiliated.
Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spahn.
Okay.
Now is the time to put your retirement money to work for you by avoiding taxes while preparing for rising health care costs, inflation, and market volatility.
I'll do it.
Visit Larry Spahn at RetirementProtectionRadio.com or call today for your free personal appointment. 800-611-1952. And now, Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spahn.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spahn. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate it. Let me go ahead, give you our phone number, our website, and our email address, because throughout the next portion of the show, you're going to want to find out more about these tools and strategies that we're discussing. 800-611-1952. That's the phone number, 800-611-1952. The email, Larry@RetirementProtectionRadio.com, which you guessed it, means the website is RetirementProtectionRadio.com. Larry, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Michelle. And on behalf of myself and Pablo Troncoso, our regional advisor in the Baltimore region, good morning. If you've been tracking, at least as of last week, the S&P 500 is still down year to date. But the good news, it made back most of what it had lost in January. Mm-hmm. But what will the future bring, of course? Nobody really knows. But we'll dig a little bit into that today and see if we can't take a look at, are we heading up, downward, sideways, staying volatile, or what? How does that sound?
That sounds absolutely fantastic, because I know that people are going to want to know what they need to do regardless of what the market's going to do, because you want to protect that money that you have worked so hard to earn. Now, when we're talking about that and looking at that, a lot of times people wonder, should we expect more problems with the world financial markets over the next couple of years? According to well-known investor Jim Rogers, yes. He shared his thoughts on why on Fox Business recently.
Only the government says that there's prosperity in the land. The rest of us know there's not. We're going to have problems worldwide in financial markets in the next couple of years. You should be worried. The Chinese market is down 60% from its all-time high. The Japanese economy is already in recession. Several economies in Europe are already in recession. And you know governments lie all the time. So if they admit it, it's pretty bad worldwide.
So, Larry, yeah. Do you agree with Jim's projection? And what can we do today to be better prepared?
Well, I do. And if you watch business news or CNN or Bloomberg or any of these shows, you start to learn about these worldwide financial problems. So, yeah, I agree. Be worried or get active. So let me ask this, and I ask people all the time when they call in, what was your largest downturn or loss based on current portfolio? 30%? 39%? Or maybe you don't even know. You know, maybe we're going back to 2008. But that's what you can expect in the near future. Look, Chinese markets are down 60% from an all-time high position. Japanese markets in a recession and negative interest rates, Michelle. Who ever heard of such a thing? That's
right?
Just crazy. Negative
yeah.
interest rates. What's that? Some of the economies in Europe are already in recession as well. You know, governments and politicians, like Jim said, even Wall Street, they lie to us. So it's up to you, it's up to us to take control and take control of our accounts. We got to get out of what I'm going to call the old school buy and hold, grab a bunch of mutual funds type plan. So we talk, and we're going to be talking about this for a long time into the future. Tactical asset class management is constantly seeking to capture gains based on momentum of an asset class. Or conversely, Michelle, allocate away from an asset class with negative momentum. In other words, get defensive. I see a lot of portfolios, right, as you can imagine.
Right.
60-70% right now that I see are allocated to U.S. stocks. If the market is experiencing momentum and moving up, that's great. But when the market goes the other way, do you want to ride it all the way down to the bottom and remain, let's say, in U.S. stocks or international stocks, whatever it is? Do you want to ride it all the way down to the bottom like in 2008?
No.
No, of course not. Don't be crazy, right? We would want our manager, our money manager, our account managers, our advisors to allocate away from that when we see that negative momentum happening, but get back in or reallocate, as we like to say, to equities when they begin to move up again. This makes sense, and we all know it, but most don't do this. So if you lost money in 2008, then that's up to you to fix it because you're probably in the same type of position. But here's what you can do. You can call into this program, ask for the complimentary Morningstar report that we're covering the cost of at this point, at least through March, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to cover that cost. Look at your worst case drawdown. And I see them all the time, 30, 32, 35% was your worst case drawdown. And that usually goes back to 2008. But then look at the 10-year average return. Compare to the historicals of an actively managed account. Make that comparison. It's as plain as black and white sitting right there on the paper and see which has performed best with the least amount of risk. Let me say that again. Compare which has performed the best with the least amount of risk. So think about this hypothetical example. If you could cut your worst drawdown loss by, let's say, 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to cut that 32% loss by 60% and at the same time increase your return. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Would you want to learn how to make that happen? Would you want to see actual historicals that are right there on paper, black and white, laid side by side to your current buy and hold type portfolio? I would.
Absolutely. And I know we do need to mention, Larry, that, you know, past performance does not indicate future returns. And so I just like to throw that in there just to make all the compliance folks happy.
No, and that's right. And it's very, very important. And it's true. But, Michelle, when you're looking at two similar portfolios and they're performing similarly and one is very close to the other on a drawdown and your returns are very similar and you want to look at them net of fees and all that and they're very, very similar and almost no difference at all, why would you change? I wouldn't,
mm-hmm.
right? Why change for the sake of change?
Right.
But if you make that comparison and we look at the historicals, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, that's for sure. But if we look at the historicals and we learn how an actively managed account works, we learn how those money managers move money around between different asset classes, not only to capture gains, but to get out of the way of losses if possible at all. Well, that's what we want to do, because who wants to lose 32% rolling into retirement, as an example, and then have to sit there and make it up, and maybe even taking income out while you're experiencing those losses? So that's crazy. So if you're going to be in the market, of course, there's always risk, mm-hmm. always risk of loss. We all know that.
Right.
But if we can mitigate that risk, and if we can mitigate that damage and still capture the upside, then we want to look at that and learn how to do it. I mean, that's going to make sense to a lot of people, but you got to call in and let us teach you how that works, right?
And let me give you the phone number to do that. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. The email, larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. And Larry, you mentioned a complimentary Morningstar report that's included in a customized investment report. Now, the Morningstar is a third party, and it's not free, but it's complimentary to anybody who calls in and makes an appointment and asks about the report, because you guys are, you and your team are actually fronting the cost, because you want to be able to help people make an informed decision. Is that right?
That's right. And, you know, one of my favorite presidents of all time, Ronald Reagan. And so he had that famous phrase, Michelle, trust but verify. And I just love that, mm-hmm. not only for what he was doing, but in our arena as well, because, look, any one number of people are going to tell you what you want to hear. And I say verify it. I say if I'm telling you that tactically managed asset class type of accounts that we're talking about here to grow your retirement and protect it is the best thing since sliced bread, don't you want to verify that? I would.
Yes.
Right? Because everybody's going to tell you that they're the best and their portfolio and their strategy is the best. Verify it. So we're going to go out to that third party. We're going to cover the cost. That's how confident we are in what we do, that we'll cover the cost of that report, bring it in and make that comparison side by side. You're looking at real numbers, Michelle. It's not something that I can make up. I don't control Morningstar. I wish I was that powerful, right. but no, I'm not. So we want to make that comparison. We want to look at real data. We want to look at statistical analysis. We want to know, statistically speaking, the probability of success once we build in a real retirement plan for you. That's inclusive of inflation, taxes, your goal incomes, your Social Security, all that stuff in there. And we want to see that statistical analysis, and we'll use Morningstar as that third-party credibility, if you will, to make sure that we're looking at real and correct numbers, data, et cetera. I mean, that just makes sense to people. Trust but verify, right?
There you go. And in order to get that complimentary customized investment report, I need you to call in 800-611-1952 or shoot an email over to larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. Now, Larry, we're talking about really protecting our hard-earned money, what we have earned, managing the risk, and a lot of times we can get derailed by things that pop up and that may be shiny. How do we deal with that when it comes into saving for our retirement and managing the risk that we might incur when it comes to saving for our retirement?
Sure. So saving also means not losing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when those shiny objects appear, they could be something you want to buy for yourself that maybe you know you shouldn't because you're taking too much of a lump out of your retirement. Or it might be some sort of investment opportunity that comes along that looks real shiny on the outside and maybe you want to jump in. But if you step back and look at it, you look at your standard deviations, your different things there that can help us analyze that investment. Is it worth the risk of that loss? Okay, so if you have multi-millions laying around and you want to take 50 grand and throw it at this new biomedical startup thing that has a small chance of success, but if it does, you'll kill it. Okay, fine, because you can afford to lose 50.
Mm-hmm.
But when that shiny object comes along, you really want to analyze it. And that's why we bring Morningstar in to help us with that research and look at that data to find out, do we want that risk profile? Do we want to have that risk return looking the way it might if you take that shiny object and bring it into your retirement portfolio? So we want to be careful. We want to be measured, and we want to use that statistical analysis that we can buy from Morningstar, so we do.
And that's a great point, is being able to really look at the analysis side by side. It allows you to see, okay, I could do this or I cannot do this. But with that, you're able to make an informed decision. And making an informed decision about what you need for retirement and your specific scenario, that's what Larry and the team want to help you be able to do. It's your decision, but you want the information. And Larry and the team are going to teach you how to use that information so you can make the best choice for your specific scenario. In order to get that ball rolling, you got to pick up the phone and call 800-611-1952. That's the phone number to call, 800-611-1952, or shoot Larry an email, larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. Stay tuned. Coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth, we're going to hear from rock legend Peter Frampton. Stay tuned to find out what he's been up to lately and what he says about financial advice. That's on the way next.
If you think back to 2008, you'll remember just how quickly the markets can hammer your retirement nest egg. But what if you put your assets in an account that is designed to hold its value even when the markets tank? Brian Wilson here for my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. Larry and his team construct your assets in a way that over time earns you a bonus on your account. But here's the best part. Your account is designed so the balance goes up when the market goes up, and it holds steady when the market goes down. In other words, your nest egg is protected either way. If you think that's too good to be true, it's not. Call Larry and find out more. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength of the insurer. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big close-out blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year close-out blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson. You know, as a single guy, I can tell you that finding the right person in the era of online dating is not easy. The endless swiping, and if you ever do make a connection, you really have no earthly idea what you're walking into on that first date. Am I right? Well, I found a better way. It's Just Lunch. Here's how it worked for me. I met with my matchmaker, Kim, who took the time to get to know me and learn what I was looking for. Armed with that knowledge, she became my personal dating advocate, handpicking quality matches from the exclusive It's Just Lunch membership base. She even made reservations so that all we had to do was show up and start getting to know one another. Look, this is the way to go. I can tell you from personal experience, it's fun, it's easy, and you're going to meet some quality people. Do you want to trust your dating life to some online dating app algorithm or a real person who's looking out for your best interests? Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or learn more at itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
Built for business. Comcast Business is offering 25 megabits per second internet from $69.95 a month. That means if you're still using slow DSL from the phone company, you have a decision to make. Do you switch to Comcast Business and get more speed for faster downloads, or stick with slow DSL and watch your business stutter from slow speeds? Do you get internet that stays fast when other people are online, or keep using slow DSL and have your employees struggle with lag time? The choice is yours. Switch to Comcast Business and get 25 megabits per second of fast, reliable internet from just $69.95 a month. Or stick with slow DSL and get slower speeds, and more downtime at work. Make the smarter choice. Ditch slow DSL and switch today. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/31/16. Restrictions apply. 2-year contract and subscription to Comcast Business Voice and Business TV required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
It may surprise you to know that LeafGuard isn't in the gutter business. Oh, well, you know, they sell an amazing gutter product, a one-piece covered gutter system. But that's what they sell. It's not the business that they're in. LeafGuard is in the safety business. Their product keeps people off ladders, significantly reducing the chances of serious home accidents. By the way, this one-piece covered system lets water in, keeps the debris on the outside. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. It also carries a lifetime warranty to never pull away from your home. And we're talking about quality craftsmanship, custom designed to the exact measurement of your home, made in America. The warranty is backed by Belden Home Solutions, a family-owned business that is celebrating their 70th year of taking care of customers. LeafGuard is not the cheapest, but they are by far the best. Right now, get a $200 gift card with a whole home gutter purchase, plus special financing available for well-qualified buyers. Call today for your complimentary gutter inspection and estimate. 703-822-5533. 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
Chris Plant, loud and clear, weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Ooh, baby, I love the way, every day.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Our phone number, 800-611-1952. That right there, rock legend Peter Frampton, one of the greatest guitar players of all. Our generation. He's got a new acoustic album out called Acoustic Classics, which features Baby I Love Your Way. And, you know, he's been up to a lot recently recording this new album. And we got a chance to talk with him. And we were asking him about what he's been up to recently. And, you know, he's got definitive hits like Baby I Love Your Way, Do You Feel Like I Do? And as a guitar player, we asked him, you know, Peter, what was one of the worst unthinkable things that happened? And he told us he lost his guitar.
It's the guitar you see on the front cover of Comes Alive. And it was given to me in 1970 when I was in Humble Pie. So it's on Rock On and Rock in the Film, or both those albums. And then, of course, everything that I did solo-wise and all my sessions that I did for other people until 1980, so 10 years I had it, and then we were playing Caracas, Venezuela. We had a day off, so we flew to Panama. The gear went on a cargo plane and unfortunately crashed on takeoff in Caracas airport. We were told that everything was lost, including the people, unfortunately, because it was an inferno. But unbeknownst to us, some guitars survived, and the guard that was hired to guard this whatever was left decided they'd be much safer at his house. And then he decided they'd be safer if he got some money for them and he sold them to someone else. So if we fast forward 30 years, I get an email to my website, and there's 12 or 15 forensically taken shots of the guitar inside and out. And I said, that's my guitar. And I shrieked. It took 2 more years to get it back. And then I premiered it back on Do You Feel at the Beacon Theater in New York.
That is an amazing story. Now, Peter is in his mid-60s. He shows no sign of stopping, especially now that he has his prize guitar back. So we asked him for some financial words of wisdom.
I think I've always learned from other people, if you want financial advice, then you hang around people that are really good at finances. But myself, financially, I have got a great team of people that I work with. It's very important. I know a lot about music, and I wasn't that great at math, so I need a lot of help there. The awful thing with creative people, I think there's less creative people that use both sides of their brain well. You know, I think mine spills over into the calculating side and rubs it out. So it's like, you know, I need help there, but you have to really work with people that you trust and that their agenda is yours when they're talking to you and not theirs.
Larry, what do you think about what Peter's saying right there?
Well, I think people listening, that's great advice. They need to learn how our team works, because we partner with some of the best industry sources that I think are out there, like TD Ameritrade, Fidelity, Charles Schwab, Formula Folios, to help us with that tactical asset class management style. And we bring that team to our clients. It's not just Larry. I like to say, you know, we've got great wisdom, but we know we need a team behind us as well. And I just think that's sage advice.
Absolutely. Find out more about Larry and the team. You can do that by dialing 800-611-1952. You can also shoot an email to Larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. When you do call in, don't forget to ask about receiving a customized investment report. And if you call in and set up an appointment, you can receive a copy of Peter Frampton's newest CD, Acoustic Classics. 800-611-1952. Stay tuned. Coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. Will this year be lucky number 7 when it comes to the bull market? We're going to talk about that next. They wanna get
mine. For the first time ever, Peter Frampton brings you a stripped-down version of his classic hits on his new album, Acoustic Classics.
What I wanted was as if you had come over, we had some coffee, and I said, can I play you a song I wrote last night?
Featuring newly recorded renditions of Do You Feel Like I Do, Baby I Love Your Way, and many more.
That performance would be very heartfelt, and that's what I was going for on the record.
Acoustic Classics, available now wherever you buy music. And don't miss Peter Frampton Raw, an acoustic tour. Buy tickets online at Frampton.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 10:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Saleh Abdeslam's lawyer says he'll be fighting extradition to France to face charges involving the attacks in Paris in November, but there are still a lot of unanswered questions for investigators in Belgium.
The broader network really is what is crucial now. That's what investigators are trying to ascertain in their questioning of him. The fact that he was able to disappear in plain sight, that gives them a sense that there is a much wider network than they had suspected, supporting him.
Correspondent Nima Elbagir. Aviation experts in Moscow have begun work on the cockpit voice and data recorders in hopes of finding out what caused an airliner to crash in heavy wind in southern Russia, killing all 62 people aboard. The Fly Dubai airliner was trying to make its second landing attempt. Emergency workers have finished combing the debris-laden runway. It still needs repair. The airport is still closed. UVA would rather not partake in the stunning upsets we've already seen so far in March Madness. The number one seed punched their ticket to the Sweet 16 last night with a win over Butler. This is forward Anthony Gill.
We always just remember that it's a game, you know, just like we're playing Monopoly or just like we're playing basketball out in the yard. You know, it's just something that we've grown up doing. We're not going to get flustered or anything. We're not going to get rattled. We're not going to change who we are for whatever the situation is.
They take on Iowa State on Friday. Maryland takes on Hawaii tonight for their slot in the Sweet 16. RG3 still waiting to see where the next chapter of his enigmatic career will be. On Saturday, sources say Cleveland was kicking the tires. Sources telling the AP Griffin spent his Saturday in Cleveland meeting with new Browns head coach Hugh Jackson and the team's front office. The Browns were enamored with RG3 4 years ago during the draft, but they couldn't work out a trade to move up and pick him. They've also seen their QB situation take a turn after Johnny Manziel was released following a few years of off-field antics. We'll check on traffic and weather next.
He cracks the mic.
Let me just say this.
He speaks his mind.
That seems reasonable to me.
And the world is a better place.
That's a matter of opinion, I suppose.
Chris Plant.
Sweet. Days 9 to noon.
Wow.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
The question seems simple enough. How do you build a nest egg that will give you a comfortable retirement? Unfortunately, the answer is anything but simple. Brian Wilson here for my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. Planning for retirement is one of the most complicated things you'll ever do. That's because we all have different family situations, different health issues, even different goals for retirement. In fact, the only thing we have in common is, well, we all need income during our retirement years. That's where Larry and his team can help. They'll show you how to generate a stream of retirement income that's designed to last just as long as you do. And all it takes to get started is a phone call. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
10:33 now, heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Here's Sarah Chase.
Traffic's moving fairly normally for a Sunday morning. An accident on 66 westbound at Route 15 in Haymarket has cleared. And traffic is definitely not normal around the Triangle today. The Scope It Out 5K is underway until noon, and there are a number of road closures, including 3rd Street through D Street Southwest, 6th through 13th Street Northwest, Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Constitution Avenue Northwest, and Independence Avenue Southeast. Again, those roads will be closed until about noon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Staying cloudy today, could see an afternoon shower come through up into the mid-40s, down the low 30s tonight, where we could see some overnight snow showers. Partly cloudy and windy tomorrow, going up to around 50. Right now, 39 in Herndon, 37 in Gaithersburg. We're at 41 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We'll report on the latest skirmishes in the GOP Civil War. Brian and Larry tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on WMAL.
Ooh, Barracuda. Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate it. Let me give you our phone number. It's 800-611-1952. That right there. Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart and their 1977 hit Barracuda. The song was the group's second U.S. Top 20 hit and made it onto VH1's list of the best hard rock songs of all time. Nancy Wilson, believe it or not, turning 62 years old this year. Now, speaking of barracudas and things that take a bite out of things, sometimes Wall Street and the stock market will take a bite out of your portfolio. But there was some big news from Wall Street recently, and it had to do with the 7th anniversary of the current U.S. bull market. We marked that anniversary on the 9th of March. So it sounds like good news. However, Bloomberg says don't get too happy because it's really not that great news.
But everyone wants to time the top of the market. And typically you would do that by getting the front page of the newspaper and would scream buy, buy, buy. That's the difference about this bull market. It isn't loved. The euphoria isn't there.
Larry, why aren't people more excited about this bull market?
Well, the euphoria, Michelle, isn't there because the market demand is contracting. Corporate revenues are down. Profits are down. Sometimes you hear these silly little phrases people are making up, like revenue recession, profits recession. Like, what is that? Who made that up? Well,
right.
Either you're in a recession or not, I guess, right? But so let me ask you this question. Are you invested in a bear market or a downward trending market, right? And if so, why are we in a bear market? I don't know. There's a lot of argument about that right now. We tend to say, yes, we're in the front end of a bear market. And if that's the case, why are you still invested the way you were yesterday, let's say? So something as important as retirement, why not take the time to learn about tactical asset class management? It's time to learn how to manage risk via this approach. Ask me for results and compare the results of your portfolio against this type portfolio. Here's what I see the majority of the time, Michelle. We look at the worst drawdown or loss, and typically we see that's around 32%. That just seems to be an average that I see out there, okay?
Okay.
So if that were you in retirement or even prior to retirement, you would have lost over one-third of your value. Think about that. If you're okay with that, well, then keep doing what you're doing. No big deal, right? But if you want different results this time around, call us. Ask me to show you all results from 2007, right? So we want to capture that recession. We don't want to cheat and come in at the bottom.
Right.
Ask me to show you all results from 2007 through current day. You might be amazed at the tactical asset class managed portfolios. We're equally concerned about protecting from losses, Michelle, as we are with capturing gains. Because if you lost a third of your account, how long will it take you to gain it back? And what if you were taking income and lost money at the same time? Or maybe you're in that position where you have to take RMDs or you're already taking RMDs. And you want to find out, wow, what was my worst drawdown and what is my average annual return? See, I see accounts all day long that Morningstar shows us had 32% as an example, more or less, you know, for that worst case drawdown. And I see the same accounts with average annual returns of 5 to 6% over a 10-year period. But so imagine this, Michelle. What if that account never lost money year over year? Would the results be dramatically different? Would that change your retirement? What if that account only lost, let's say, 6 or 7% mm-hmm. as a worst case? Would your results be better? Well, of course. What if, okay, so I'm hypothetically speaking here, what if your worst year was around 6 to 7% loss
mm-hmm.
and your 10-year average returns were significantly better than 6%? So what if you could really mitigate that loss down to a very, very small number and improve your returns? What if you could do that? So we take that approach and confidently move into retirement, or we try to strengthen your current retirement picture. Some people come in with their portfolios and we say, hey, you know what? You're on track for a successful retirement, but maybe you're going to barely get there, or maybe you would just like to take some risk out and potentially get some better returns. But here's where it starts, Michelle. So all those are great sound bites, and it sounds wonderful, and you know we're confident about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where it starts so you can find out if it's something that would work for you. Number one, get the Morningstar report that we're going to pay for. We'll cover that cost, and we'll help you analyze the data. Number two, compare the results of a tactically managed account against your current account now that we have all the true data laid out on the table. And you just see which one is better, Michelle. You can look at them and say, hey, look, at least historically, this one crushed this one. This one outperformed by this much with that much less risk. You can just see it. It's all on one page. So then we want to build an income plan with that information, inclusive of your projected tax brackets, inflation, etc. So first step is analyze your plan, compare your plan, and then take that and build it into a comprehensive retirement income plan, hopefully with less risk and better results. But you can't really get to that end result until you go to step number one. Does that kind of make sense, Michelle?
That does make a lot of sense, Larry, because you want to find out what is in store. You need to get that education so you can figure out. And again, we need to point out that past performance does not dictate any future returns. But, you know, I always go back to the adage of if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat yourself. And
right.
you don't want to repeat yourself, especially because now you're closer to retirement than you were in 2000 or 2008. And so what changes should you make that may be able to help you? And Larry, that's really what you're talking about, is being able to present that information so that someone can look and make a choice based on their specific scenario.
That's right. So when we look at your portfolio, we want to think that, okay, so we realize that the market, we're all gambling a little bit, right? We don't really know what the market's going to do, neither
right.
in our portfolios or anybody else's. There's a little bit of gambling going over there. But if you don't know how the game is played, if you don't know your other options, that's equivalent to gambling without looking at your cards, right? Can you imagine sitting there playing poker, high stakes poker? I would call your retirement high stakes, right? You miss, you lose. So why wouldn't you look at your cards, if I can use that metaphor? Why wouldn't you know what other options are out there for you? Should you fold? Should you draw? Should you take a hit? You know, that whole kind of thing. But you can't know what your options are unless you come in and learn how these programs work and lay them side by side. And then trust but verify. Let us pull that Morningstar for you and verify what the numbers are so that you will at least know if you're on the right track or not. So correct your statement, Michelle. History doesn't dictate future results, but at least you'll know if you're on the right track or not, or if you can get on a better track, right? We want to get on the Acela fat high-speed train
right.
versus the old chug-a-boom going up the tracks, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, that's kind of the process, if you will.
So let me give you the phone number so you can hop on that Acela high-speed train. It's
800-611-1952.
That's 800-611-1952. The email, larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. Feel free to shoot an email over or log on to the website, retirementprotectionradio.com. And when you do call in or shoot an email over, be sure to ask about how you can receive a complimentary customized investment report, which includes a complimentary Morningstar report. Now, I say complimentary because it's complimentary to you when you call in, but it is not free. Larry and the team are going ahead and they're paying for that because they believe that it is that important to help you make a very informed decision about what you should be doing with your nest egg to go ahead and protect the hard-earned money, the money that it has taken you years and years to earn. You want to protect that. You don't want it to just vanish. So you want to be able to match and match up and see what is best. And that's what that Morningstar report will do. 800-611-1952. Now, Larry, there's some unexpected things about retirement. And Kiplinger compiled a list of some of those things. And, you know, I find it interesting. What do you see some of the retirement facts that surprised folks that came in to see you when you're talking about things that are unexpected when they get into retirement?
Well, the one big fear, of course, we touched on it already, but the one big fear that should be expected in retirement is market-based losses. But oftentimes people close their eyes to it. It's kind of like your head's buried in the sand. You know it can happen to you. And you know historically recessions come maybe every 8 to 10 years and those kinds of things. But you're going into retirement with the same old buy and hold mutual fund type portfolio. And when that thing happens, you're going to ride the market down. But people forget sometimes that you're no longer contributing to your account. You're withdrawing. Maybe it's because of RMDs, required minimum distributions. Maybe it's just for income. And so when that drawdown happens, it's critical. And it's really a double-edged sword, Michelle, because if you did lose, in my earlier example, 32%, and you're taking out, you know, whatever it is, 4 or 5% for inflation and health care costs and just living, that's devastating, man. That's over a third of your account gone.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of other people come in and they know about inflation and healthcare costs and these things and tax, but their current income plan is kind of, it's like I said before, you're playing poker without looking at your cards. You got to know inflation is there, healthcare costs, and you got to put that in your income plan. It has to be calculated in there so that we can make sure you're on the right track. Okay, so we put your income plan in, and we actually run 1,000 different scenarios, Michelle, random scenarios based on your standard deviation and all that. Mm. And so that'll give us a statistical probability of success with those things factored into your plan. If you don't have them in, you're just kidding yourself. So it's important to get all those thought processes in and actually have a real retirement plan in place.
That's a great point, because you want to have a real retirement plan in place, because you can't redo retirement. It's not something you can get to and retire and say, oh, okay, can I go back about 20 years and do something different? That is unfortunately not how it works. And so you want to be able to get prepared and see what that looks like. And Larry, that's what you and the team do. You help people prepare for their specific retirement. It's not a one size fits all. You really seek to educate people to see what's going to be the best for them in their specific scenario, right?
We really do. And I like to call it balance, Michelle, because, you know, we've spent almost 2 years prior to this talking about very specific index annuities as an example. Mm-hmm. And you know, Michelle, I hate the majority of the annuity market. There's so many different things out there. It's crazy. But there are a few that we take the income rider because we can get a 10% match, eliminate market link losses as guaranteed by the insurance company, and generate a guaranteed income. So sometimes we're using an annuity to bring up your guaranteed income. Let's say you just have Social Security, no pensions, et cetera, and you want a base income of $80,000 a year that'll never go away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we might use the annuity to bring your base guaranteed income up to that. And then maybe the rest of your money is over here with one of our favorite custodians like TD Ameritrade or Fidelity. And we're managing it in that tactical asset management portfolio so that we can enhance your future growth and enhance your income above and beyond that minimum guarantee that we did with the annuity. But everybody's different, so we have to find balance. I get a lot of people that come in and just say, I don't have anything to do with an annuity. So, okay, well, let's go over here and use this tool here and get actively managed so we can try to maximize your retirement and secure it and put it in place and get that income for you. So there's a balance, Michelle. And like you say, every single person is different. And as a fiduciary, it's my job to find out your goals and concerns and cover all those and try to get you through the end zone, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. And really being able to see that and find balance, because when you think about it, everybody wants balance. You want balance in your life. Of course, you would want balance when it comes to your nest egg and making sure that your needs are taken care of and then your wishes, desires, goals are also taken care of. That's what Larry and the team can help you do. But in order to get started on that, you need to pick up the phone and call 800-611-1952. That's the phone number to call. 800-611-1952. Call and say, hey, I'd like to develop a plan, or maybe I have a plan. Maybe you've got a plan already. You want to get a second opinion. You would do that with your health. Why wouldn't you do that with your nest egg, your retirement savings that is designed to carry you 20, 30, maybe even 40 years into the future? You want to make sure that that is going to work. Larry and the team can help you with that. 800-611-1952. You can shoot an email, Larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. When you do call in, set up an appointment, don't forget to ask for your customized investment report, which includes the complimentary Morningstar report. It's not free. It's complimentary to you. Larry and the team are covering that cost because they feel it is that important that you have all the information that you can make an informed decision on what is best for you and your specific scenario. 800-611-1952. Stay tuned. We'll have more Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth coming up right after this.
If you think back to 2008, you'll remember just how quickly the markets can hammer your retirement nest egg. But what if you put your assets in an account that is designed to hold its value even when the markets tank? Brian Wilson here for my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. Larry and his team construct your assets in a way that over time earns you a bonus on your account. But here's the best part. Your account is designed so the balance goes up when the market goes up, and it holds steady when the market goes down. In other words, your nest egg is protected either way. If you think that's too good to be true, it's not. Call Larry and find out more. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit RetirementProtectionSolutions.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength of the insurer. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
I used to love wearing dresses and shorts. Then I started getting spider veins, and even worse, those embarrassing, bulging varicose veins. For a while, I covered up my legs, but then I discovered Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses and shorts again.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for spring. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-354-5391. That's 800-354-5391. 800-354-5391.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 800-614-2048 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-614-2048 and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2048. That's 800-614-2048. Call now.
Attention business owners, now's the time to save with the Comcast Business Switch and Save event. Call 800-501-6000 now to get 30% off the regular price on the speed you need to download files faster, send large email attachments, process credit card transactions, and more. You'll get fast 25 megabits per second internet for just $69.95 per month when you add phone and TV, our lowest price of the year. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Afraid switching will disrupt your business? With our no-glitch switch, you can choose your installation time, days, nights, even weekends. Plus, you get our 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss the Comcast Business Switch and Save event. Get 30% off internet plus our no-glitch switch. Call 800-501-6000 now. Offer ends 3/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new business customers with two-year contract. Equipment, taxes, fees, including broadcast TV fee extra.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I have an important announcement. The numbers are officially out for the D.C. metro real estate market, and it's no surprise my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams exceeded their clients' expectations and once again proved that they are the only team you should be calling if you're looking to sell your home. Get this, the average agent sold less than 3 homes last year, while Debbie and Sarah sold 174 homes, which means they have the resources to get your home sold. They get their clients 6% more money than the average agent. 6% more money in the D.C. metro area averages out to making their clients over $30,000 more. Wow! And they sold their clients' homes 3 times faster. That's why the Wall Street Journal named the Reynolds team as one of the top teams in the D.C. metro area for 3 years in a row. They are so confident that they can sell your home, they guarantee it in writing at a price agreed upon by both of you. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to Debbie Has the Buyer.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
So happy together.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. That right there, the Turtles and Happy Together. You know, we heard that song for the very first time in 1967. Now, somebody who's probably pretty happy right now is Peyton Manning, because he officially announced his retirement back on March 7th. And we all knew he was going to retire right after the Super Bowl. I mean, what a better way to go out. But he made it official in Denver on the 7th of March.
When I look back on my NFL career, I'll know without a doubt that I gave everything I had to help my teams walk away with a win. There were other players who were more talented, but there was no one who could out-prepare me. And because of that, I have no regrets.
Of course, Peyton Manning, so great and happy that he retired with a Super Bowl ring.
That's right. And what a great career, Michelle. But I can think of one thing that would have made it better. It's very, very clear to me.
Really? What is that?
Yeah, of course. He could have played quarterback for the Washington Redskins. I mean, seriously, we needed some help during these past few years, right? I mean,
that's
I would have
true.
Been that much more of a huge fan. But you know what he's really talking about, Michelle, joking aside, is preparation. You know, that's a game plan, strategy, proven results, go with what wins, statistics, probability of success. All of these are probably key thought processes that Peyton Manning went through every week. Same as we go through analyzing current retirement plans and building new retirement plans. I like to use an outside source to confirm accuracy of data and analytics. We use Morningstar. Why? Because of my favorite saying, trust but verify. Know your numbers. Know your statistical chance of success. Make comparisons. Can tactical asset class management win the game? I say yes, and I ask you to find out for yourself. So call us, and we'll help point you in the right direction and teach you how that program works.
Let me give you the phone number so you can call. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. 5-2 Or you can shoot Larry an email, Larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. Larry, believe it or not, we're at the end of another Retirement Protection Radio program. I know you want to say so long.
I always say 1 hour is too short, but, you know, it's been a great week, and I think we covered a lot of good information and put some new info, if you will, into a lot of people's heads out there. So on behalf of myself, Pablo Troncoso, our regional manager up in the Baltimore area, have a great week, and thank you for listening to the show.
You've been listening to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spa. For a free personal appointment, call Larry Spa today at 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit him online at retirementprotectionradio.com. Tune in next Sunday for more Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spa, right here on WMAL.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It can't be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You're encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 800-611-1952.
Are you looking for tools and strategies to protect the hard-earned money that you have earned? Tune in to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth every Sunday morning at 10, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station
where Washington comes to talk.